Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Numb to Feeling Again Emotional Reawakening. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with your inner critic? Like a tiny, mean voice whispering doubts and negativity in your ear? Well, honey, you're not alone. And trust me, I get it, we've all been there. But what if I told you that cultivating self-compassion could be the secret weapon to silencing that mean girl and finally feeling good about yourself? Because let's face it, living in a world obsessed with perfection is exhausting. We're bombarded with unrealistic expectations from social media, work, even our families. It's enough to make you want to crawl under the covers and never come out. But here's the thing. True strength doesn't come from suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. Real power lies in embracing your vulnerabilities, treating yourself with kindness, and remembering that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So, how do we actually cultivate this magic ingredient called self-compassion? Well, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, settle in, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate those tricky moments with more grace and understanding. 1. Stop comparing yourself. Seriously, stop it. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. Everyone has their own unique journey, strengths, and weaknesses. Instead of focusing on what you lack, celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Then, victory. Remember, progress over perfection, always. 2. Practice self-talk makeover. That inner critic voice can be a real jerk, right? But guess what? You have the power to reprogram it. Start noticing your negative thoughts and replace them with kinder, more supportive ones. Instead of saying, I'm so stupid for messing that up, try something like, okay, I made a mistake, what can I learn from this? It takes time, but trust me, you'll start to feel the difference. 3. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for their struggles, right? So why do you do that to yourself? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels vulnerable sometimes. It's all part of the human experience. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to the good things in your life can work wonders for your self-esteem. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a sunny morning, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Gratitude is like a superpower that helps you see the beauty and abundance even in challenging times. 5. Don't be afraid to seek help. You know what? Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. If you're struggling with self-compassion or feeling overwhelmed by negative emotions, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend. Remember, you deserve support and guidance on your journey towards emotional well-being. Think about that time when you really messed up. Maybe you spilled coffee all over yourself at work, forgot an important deadline, or said something embarrassing in front of everyone. Yikes. Now, picture how you reacted to that moment. Did you beat yourself up relentlessly? Drown your sorrows in a pint of ice cream? Or did you acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on with a little more grace? Chances are, most of us tend towards the first reaction, becoming our own worst critic. But what if we could approach those moments with a little more kindness and understanding? Imagine saying to yourself, okay, I made a blunder, but that's okay. Everyone does. It doesn't define me as a person. That shift in perspective can make all the difference. So remember, cultivating self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting yourself with all your imperfections, treating yourself with kindness and understanding, and remembering that you are worthy of love and belonging just as you are. You are capable of amazing things, but only if you believe in yourself first. And trust me, the journey towards self-love is worth every step. All right, my beautiful listeners, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your own life? Share your thoughts and stories on our social media pages. Let's create a supportive community where we can uplift each other and celebrate our collective journey towards emotional awakening. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember you are absolutely amazing just the way you are.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.